Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. Chuck, welcome.
Dave, great to be back. It's always good to be on the air with you.
Well, today we are going to re-air a program that we did with Ron Blue a few months ago on the topic of retirement. And Chuck, retirement is on the minds of everyone. We get lots of emails from our listeners about this topic.
Well, it's a very popular topic, Dave. And the reason we're re-airing this program is because we actually measure the needs of our listeners. And the way we do that is we take online surveys at crown.org, and we also accumulate lots of email questions, and we sort of aggregate those and say, wow, a lot of people are really wanting to know about this topic. Now, retirement is key right now because so many people have lost a large portion of their assets through the stock market decline. In fact, I was just recently talking to someone who said they'd lost 50% of their nest egg that they'd set aside for retirement. They'd saved $1.5 million. It had declined to $750,000, and they were upset, not because they had lost so much, but because there was so little return and yield on what they did have remaining. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, wow, I'd like to have $750,000 towards retirement. But this was in mid-retirement. They'd made a lot of decisions about their lifestyle based on the number that they did have, and then suddenly it's gone. Mm. And it was a real wake-up call for this person who is a very godly person, and they realized, we've got to change our lifestyle. And so this topic is hitting a lot of people where they're living right now. I can't think of anyone better to reinforce our learning about principles of retirement, especially biblical principles, than Ron Blue. Ron is the founder of Ron Blue and Company, started in 1979. Today, that company has over $4 billion in assets under management. He's also the founder of Kingdom Advisors, and he leads financial planners across this country who give advice from a biblical worldview. It's an outstanding organization that we're proud to be a partner with. And Ron Blue is also a personal friend and a member of the Crown Board of Directors. Mm. So he just gives great advice. This program is rich with insights on how to navigate through the turbulent waters of retirement. And I recommend anyone who's in that process or preparing for that process to listen to today's program.
Well, if you have to step away at any point in the program, you can always hear this broadcast in its entirety by going to crown.org. You can also sign up for the free podcast, and then we'll send Money Life directly to your computer each day. Well, we'll take a short break and be back with our guest, Ron Blue, right after this.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today you are in for a treat. We are re-airing an interview with Ron Blue, and Ron is talking today about the topic of retirement.
Well, retirement is on everyone's mind, and Ron Blue is able to lift all of our spirits. He gives us not only a very positive perspective, but also the data to back it up, because I know people have been feeling extraordinarily gloomy, even though the data doesn't indicate that. Ron, welcome to Money Life. Talking to you always makes me feel better.
Well, you know, Chuck, it's interesting. I've lived a long time now. I've been in this business for 40 years, and you know, I've advised people that have been in crisis debt situations to multi-billionaires. And you know what's really funny? The advice doesn't change. It still is follow the biblical principles of managing your money, and you will always come out ahead. But I remember in the early 80s when home mortgage rates went to 14, 15, 16, and 17%. It would be interesting, especially for those that don't remember that, to think right now, what if interest rates on homes were 15%?
Well, I'm embarrassed to tell you, I tried to borrow money at 15% to buy one of those houses. I remember the lender said, well, you'll have to go to adjustable rate mortgage because you can't afford a 30-year fixed mortgage at this rate. And I looked at it and I said, well, I don't want an adjustable rate mortgage. And he said, well, those fixed rates will never come back, especially at a low interest rate.
Absolutely.
And you know how wrong they were.
I remember the interest rates in the 60s being a 5 and 6%, and they're back there now.
You know, Ron, one of the things that our listeners tell us that they really are concerned about is how in the world are they going to retire? They're worried about rising costs. They're worried about the job market, and they really want to be prepared. When you advise clients, how much is enough? Where do they draw the line to say, I'm really ready to retire in this economy?
Well, I would do a very rough calculation, and I would say that how much is enough in retirement is a 100% reflection of two things. Number one, what's my lifestyle? And number two, how much debt am I carrying into retirement? Because that's a fixed obligation, and the lifestyle drives everything. So if I'm spending, let's say, $3,000 a month or $36,000 in a year on my lifestyle. That's my food, my housing, my travel, my entertainment, my mortgage, everything. Then a rough rule of thumb would be I would need probably 10 to 20 times that in an investment fund or income being produced in another way to offset what I don't have in an investment fund.
And how would that typically be produced?
Well, let's say Social Security, for example. One of the greatest days of my life, Chuck, was when I got my first Social Security check. You know, I've been paying into this for 40 years.
Yeah.
I felt so good when I got it. I'll never get it all back, incidentally. But
right.
Let's say that a Social Security check at $1,200, which is $14,000 a year, if I had an investment fund, it would take an earning 5%. It's the equivalent of a $280,000 investment fund. So income earned in retirement through pension funds, through Social Security, through earnings, offset what I need in retirement. So I think a lot of people get really concerned about retirement because they don't have it all set aside in a retirement fund. There are other ways to provide for retirement, and the direct driver is your lifestyle.
Well, Ron, Gallup recently asked those facing retirement now, would they be able to retire on their existing income? And 20% said no, that they were expecting to have at least part-time employment for their retirement. Do you think that's going to become more the norm for people who are looking to retire?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I think it's a good thing, Chuck, from a mental, spiritual, psychological aspect. You know, I'm 66. And I'm starting my fifth career, and I'm expecting to work for the next 25 years.
Right, because our life expectancy just continues to get pushed out.
It does. And Judy and I have a golf cottage in a retirement community. And it's really funny to interact with the people because they can only sit for a year or two, and then they've got to go back to work someplace. These are, for the most part, non-believers. And I think working in retirement just for the mental health sake of it is not a bad thing.
Well, Ron, when people hear these numbers of large numbers that are needed for retirement, a lot of times I think they panic and they just fail to start with where they are. And I think there's a misnomer that people believe that they have to have a high income and earn a large amount of money in order to be prepared for retirement. But I love the way you describe the simplest and easiest road to wealth. Would you go through that with us?
Well, the simplest and easiest road is a little bit over a long time frame. So if I start early with a little bit, and you know, I've used some illustrations in books, and you've seen them too, is if I save $83 a month, that's $1,000 a year. And if I started at age 25 and invested over a 40-year working life, $83 a month, I will have invested in a retirement fund $40,000. And it will have grown to someplace between $500,000 and $1 million, depending upon the average interest rates that you get. So I can save $40,000 to have $500,000 or $1 million. But I have to start early, and I cannot spend that money, if you will. When I spend it, I call that the opportunity cost of consumption. It's what I could have done in the long term with that same amount of money. And I've got five children, so I have a lot of illustrations. And my fourth child is a school teacher. And he said to me, Dad, he said, I'll never be able to retire. Same question that you're asking. I said, well, tell me about your finances. And he said, well, we're contributing everything we can to Roth IRA. I think it was $3,000 a year. He said, we're participating in the retirement plan at the school where I work. And they were putting another $3,000 or $4,000 a year away in that. And they had, I don't remember, they had some money in the bank also. But I said to him, I said, Tim, do you realize that at $5,000 a year at your age, and he was 30 years old at the time, for 35 years, what it's going to grow to? He said, no, he had no idea. And I said, well, and I went and looked at the numbers. It was like a couple million dollars by the time he's at retirement age. It's saving $5,000 a year. I said, do you think you can retire if that money earns 5%? That's $100,000 a year in today's dollars. Could you live on $100,000 a year? Well, he was incredulous because that's way more than what he's making right now. So it's not hard, Chuck. You just have to start early. Don't spend it. Save it. Be consistent, and don't worry about the stock market because it's almost irrelevant to the decisions that you need to make.
Well, Ron, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about getting professional financial advice and increasing our generosity even into retirement. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we're continuing our conversation with Ron Blue, and we've been talking about retirement today and being prepared for retirement. And, you know, Ron, I believe that what you've been telling us is that the average person can do it if they just start early and they're faithful and consistent over time. So we don't have to be high-income earners and set aside large chunks to be ready for retirement at all, do we?
Absolutely not. And people need to have the confidence that God's word is not going to change when the markets change. And, you know, to a large extent, except the fact I pay $4 a gallon for gas, I may lose some value in my home, but if I don't have to sell it, it doesn't make any difference. But God's word is going to be the same 15 years from now when we're dealing with another crisis. And if I have start today, if I live within my income, I'd have a budget, I don't use debt and save for the future, 15 years from now, I'm going to be way, way better off. And it doesn't take a lot. You can start small, but be consistent with it.
Well, Ron, you have taken your life experiences and all the wisdom God's given you and helping thousands of people over these past 40 years, and now you're helping to train the generation of godly financial planners, and it's called Kingdom Advisors. If I were to go to a member of Kingdom Advisors, what's unique about the advice that I would get there in regard to my financial plan?
Well, I would start by saying when I look back over 40 years of giving advice, I know this. All of the good advice that I have ever seen on Wall Street or Main Street will have its roots in a biblical principle. So I know that if I follow God's principles of planning, managing, investing, and so forth, I'm going to have done everything right, if you will. Doesn't mean everything will turn out right, but I'll have done everything right. And so what I believe is that the financial advisor who is a Christian has a unique opportunity to integrate their faith into their advice. They every day are giving people counsel, which is really spiritual counsel. So we're training advisors to think biblically and to advise biblically. I would say this to somebody, you know, if your advisor doesn't share your value system, your culture, or your language, they can never, ever ask you the right question. And if they can't ask you the right question, you can never get the right answer. So I think the value to the listeners here is to find an advisor who can ask you the right questions.
You know, Ron, I personally believe that generosity is really the beginning point of becoming healthy financially. And I say that carefully because I believe if you don't become generous, then money has a grip on your life that is only removed when you learn to give it away. And Kingdom Advisors helps people understand the importance of generosity, correct?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I wrote a book in the late 90s called Generous Living, and the thesis of the book was that the only way to become financially free is to be generous. And that's God's plan. You know, God asks us to give not because he needs the money, but because he needs my heart, and he wants me to live financially free. And Paul said, I've learned to be content, whether I have a little bit or a lot. So I think contentment is, in effect, a choice. And it is saying, I know the God that I serve. I'm going to give generously as a faith step, and it tells my heart that God is in control. So I tell you what, Chuck, we could spend hours on this particular topic, but generosity is the key to financial freedom.
And do I need to increase my generosity even in tough economic times, Ron?
Absolutely. I think for my own sake and for those that that use the money for their sake also. It says in 1 Corinthians 16:2, give as God has prospered you. Even in hard economic times, I think should be thinking about increasing my giving.
Well, Ron, you know, people who are concerned about their financial future, they're concerned about this economy, are wondering where to turn for professional advice. And certainly we at Crown strongly advocate that people turn to a Christian financial advisor because they're the only group that's probably going to understand the spiritual implications of generosity in a person's financial plan. But what are the qualifications before I seek a professional financial advisor? How much do I need to have, Ron?
You know, I think ultimately, Chuck, all of us seek advice someplace. It doesn't mean you don't even have to have a lot of money to be seeking advice. And I think that you should. I think young people should be seeking out financial counselors or planners that can help them think. So you don't get a financial planner when you get wealthy. You get a financial planner in order to get wealthy, okay, because they can help you. There's a fundamental principle, and that is that nobody can hold themselves accountable. So we all need to be accountable to somebody. People are surprised, but I've written, I don't know, 15, 16 books on financial planning, and I have a financial planner, a Christian financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
He's 32 years old, and he has read all my books.
Does he hold you accountable to living up to him, Ron?
Absolutely, and that drives me crazy. You know, I was being interviewed by Focus on the Family a couple of weeks ago, and the question was, have you ever made any financial mistakes? I laughed. I said, how do you think I got all this experience?
Yeah, I'm laughing at that one, too.
Yeah.
I think everything I ever learned came through a mistake.
Bought the wrong cars, the wrong houses, I've made bad investments. I've spent impulsively. I've done it all.
Yeah.
But I do know this, that God takes me right where I am and wants to move me forward. So, yeah, I've made mistakes, and I'll make mistakes in the future. And our audience has made mistakes, too. But you know what? God's faithful. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He wants my heart, period, and not my money.
Well, Ron, as always, you're a wealth of information. You give us a great biblical perspective, and you lift our spirits. Thanks for talking to us today about this topic of retirement.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we just enjoyed a great amount of insight from Ron Blue, and I so appreciate Ron and all of his work. And typically when we think about retirement, the focus is on the financial aspects of it. The recent Gallup survey said that 20% of people think they're going to have a part-time job going into retirement. And I like what Ron said, that that's not necessarily a bad idea, that he thinks it promotes mental, physical, spiritual health to stay active. And of course, here he is, 66 years old and starting into his fifth career. And so he said, if you want to be prepared to do what God's leading you to do into retirement, start early. And that's never a bad thing to do. Start early and just be consistent. But did you catch another comment that he made about retirement? And I thought it was so important, and I don't want to skip over it. He said that in the retirement area where he and Judy have a second home, that most of the people he knows come out, retire, and do nothing for about a year, and that's as long as they last, and then they've got to go back to work and do something. And so I think equally as important when you consider retirement is not only the financial aspects of it, but it's the purpose. What is God calling you to do to fulfill your purpose when you no longer have to earn an income? That's no longer your primary focus. What is it that God wants to do with your life? You know, I read a story from a newsletter, and I can't even remember whose newsletter it was, but it was some years ago, and it was an older man who had retired from being a school teacher. And just to stay active, he went down to a local homeless shelter, and he asked if he could mentor any of the men who were coming in there on a daily basis. And the picture on the front of the newsletter showed this man with his arms around a couple of other much younger men who he had been mentoring, and they looked like best friends. And as I read the article, the man said he was having so much fun every day. He couldn't wait to go down to the shelter and mentor these other men, that he wished he'd have been doing it all of his life. In other words, it wasn't until retirement that he got to the point where he said, I'm really exactly where God wants me to be. And I don't know about you, but my goal is to die in the battle. I want God to totally use me up. And there are people out there who they aspire to die on the golf course, and they think that's the highest and best use of their life. And if that's really where God puts you, so be it. I'm not against that. But I think you need to look further. That in this whole issue of retirement, what is it that God could do with you that maybe no other time in your life you could totally be dedicated to fulfilling His purposes, and go out there and give yourself fully to it, and don't look back and say, I wished I had done this earlier. Go for it now.
That's good advice. Thanks, Chuck. Well, tomorrow on Money Life, if you're looking for some simple ways to turn your finances around, join us tomorrow as Chuck Bentley will be back in studio with some practical ways to revolutionize your finances. Until then, for Chuck and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.